Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. Thanks so much for tuning into this. As you know, we are the hardest working daily podcast political channel operating in the UK. So hope you enjoy the content we're putting out. And remember, if you do want it, do enjoy it, and you want to help us, please consider buying me a coffee here at the weekend. Go use the link below, go across, click, and I'll have a latte or whatever. The funds obviously go to sustain what we do here. And just FYI, we're coming up in May to having to renew our licenses for the whole kind of podcasting software behind all of this. So, you know, if you can do something, that would be really helpful, as that is otherwise financially very expensive for me. Right, moving on. King Charles III and Emperor Macron. You will have seen the news that Charles and Camilla's first big royal visit to Paris, well, to France in general, actually, but Paris in particular, has had to be cancelled owing to the fact that the French streets are on fire. That's right. Now, you will have seen it. I've been covering it extensively. All these street protests in France against the raising of the retirement age, the pension age, from 62 to 64. Now, Macron said, look, we can't sustain 62. We have to move to 64, blah, 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 blah. I'm not even sure that's true anymore. Once upon a time, I might have thought that. But, I mean, the French state chooses to spend money how it wants. It can choose to spend billions on arms and pharmaceuticals and stuff. So maybe it could also afford to allow its people to have a bit of decent retirement, maybe. But anyway, it's not for me to say. It's for the French to say. And the French have risen up. And you see all kinds of street protests. Now, there's a lot of violence, which I don't approve of. I'm anti-violence. I abhor violence. But sometimes, you know, you can't make an omelette without cracking an egg. And that's the simple truth of the matter. We've seen, for example, Toulouse Town Hall go up in flames. I'm not sure that's a wise idea, but we've seen that. We've seen all kinds of riots on the streets of Paris. We have seen terrible tactics used by what I consider as Macron's stormtroopers, bashing in the skulls of people who were protesting against the pension increase, just like they did with the Gilets Jaunes as well. The same thing. The French police or the gendarmerie are brutal, savage. But then by the same token, the French people respond in kind. And I've seen, again, images of some of the French gendarmerie taking sort of quite a beating as well. But the long and the short of it is that with this ongoing situation in France, it's not safe for Charles and Camilla to potter over there. And it's certainly not going to be something that is likely to happen anytime soon. So the royal visit has been cancelled. And Charles and Camilla is going to have to find somewhere else to go where they will be safe from the incendiary riots that are currently, I was going to say defacing France, but that's not maybe the right word. I mean, in some ways, I do admire the French. I mean, the French is, so this is all because, as you know, the retirement age has gone from 62 to 64. In the UK, the government's considering raising it to 68. What will we do? Well, I'll tell you what most of us will do. We'll sit at home and watch EastEnders or Gogglebox. That's what we'll do in the UK. We don't seem to have the spirit in us to rise up and say, why should we be forced to work until almost we're dead? Before we can get the state pension. The British are apathetic by and large, the French less so. And so it's that lack of apathy, which is reflected in what you see happening, you know, on the boulevards and the avenues of Paris and Toulouse and just about every major French town and city, I guess. So I'm not sure where this one's going to end. Will Macron have to do a U-turn? Will he have to get into negotiations with him? I don't know. There should be no negotiation, by the way. Zero negotiation. But I don't know. But in the meantime, France is unsafe for royals. And of course, we know in the past what the French did to their royals. So I'm sure King Charles is well aware of the fate that befell previous French monarchs. And he wouldn't want that to befall him and lovely Camilla, would he? So because of that, he is staying the hell away from France on the advice of Macron, because their safety cannot be guaranteed. And that's probably the right decision, by the way, because, again, these state visits are ostentatious and all the rest of it. And at a time when French people are struggling financially, just like the rest of us, then it would seem to me a peculiarly ill-timed visit. Although, by the way, did you see Macron doing the TV debate? And halfway through it, it suddenly dawned on him he was wearing an 80,000 euro watch. Yeah. So what did he do, our little Emperor Macron? Well, very casually, thinking the cameras would not notice, he slipped the watch off. But of course, the cameras did notice, and we've all had a good laugh at it. But that shows you the arrogance of these people. You know, Emmanuel Macron, man of the people, wearing his 80,000 euro watch and then taking it off when he realizes, oh God, I've made a terrible visual faux pas here. So there we go, King Charles and Emperor Macron. I have no time for either of them. Thanks for listening.